This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The evacuation of citizens and refugees from Gaza's Rafah continued on Friday as the city and nearby areas grow ever more dangerous. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
About 110,000 people at least have fled the southern Gaza city as heavy fighting between Israeli troops and Palestinian militants on the city's outskirts leaves aid crossings inaccessible. Hassim Abdin, a Rafah resident, says we have to evacuate, but we don't know where we're going to go. We can suddenly find a tank in the middle of the city and we don't know anything about it. A UN official says food and fuel supplies are growing critically low. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN General Assembly has voted by a wide margin to grant new, quote, rights and privileges to Palestine and has called on the Security Council to favorably reconsider its request to become the 194th member of the United Nations. The 193-member world body approved the Arab and Palestinian-sponsored resolution on Friday by a vote of 143-9 with 25 abstentions. Pro-Palestinian protesters on U.S. college campuses are demanding financial transparency, but it's proving not to be simple. AP correspondent Donna Water has more.
We will not stop. We will not rest.
On Thursday, UCLA faculty and staff held a campus rally calling for the school to disclose its investments and to divest from all military weapons production companies. When it comes to divesting, most colleges are holding firm, saying their investments provide financial aid for future generations and should be protected from politics. And universities say much of endowments is often held in investment funds that bundle assets together, so it's hard to trace exactly where the money goes. I'm Donna Water.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website.